This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring a discussion on RBI's bi-monthly monetary policy review. The participants are Shankar Iyer, economic analyst, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor.
So I'm joined by Shri Shankar Iyer, who is an economic analyst, and today's topic of discussion is on RBI's bi-monthly monetary policy review, where the MPC committee has decided to leave the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%. And we'll try and understand what the reasons are for leaving the repo rate unchanged for the seventh consecutive time. Five votes were for leaving the repo rate unchanged, and there was one vote to reduce the repo rate by 25 basis points. A warm welcome to you in the program, Mr. Iyer.
Thank you.
So let's begin by understanding, Mr. Iyer, what were the reasons for the MPC to let the repo rate unchanged at 6.5%? I'm sure our listeners would like to know why the repo rate has not been reduced by the 25 basis points. There were five votes in favor of the repo rates remaining unchanged.
Normally, you have to first ask whether an action is necessary. So why would, let's ask the rhetorical question, why would you need to reduce the interest rate? If you reduce the interest rate, people's EMIs on housing loan and others come down, companies may invest a little more eagerly. All of those theories are there. But if you look on the other side, the GDP picture, the economy is growing at 7.6%. In the third quarter, the economy grew at 8%+. What would be the justification to cut interest rates when your economy is galloping? Second point, when the economy is growing at 7%+, even at 6.5% interest rate, which is the interest rate that the Reserve Bank has established as repo rate, the government of India borrows at around 7.11%. That is the yield rate for the 10-year government of India bond. Companies are paying in excess of 9%. And despite that higher rate of interest, India's economy has grown at 7%+. So the first thing, question would be, do we need to cut the rate? And so the Reserve Bank of India, in its wisdom, has decided to keep the balance tilted towards stability. So it has kept a consistent view that as long as growth is not hampered, as long as growth doesn't come down, and as long as inflation continues to be sticky, mind you, inflation is sticky, it will keep the repo rate in place. That is the domestic aspect. Now come to the global aspect. This is not just the Reserve Bank of India, which is challenged by a peculiar set of circumstances where growth is robust, inflation is sticky, and there is so much uncertainty. If you recall a few days back, the US Federal Reserve also kept its Federal Reserve rates consistently for the sixth time at 5.5%. Now 5.5% federal funds rate is like really high for the US economy. And yet the US economy has clocked 2%+ growth rate. So they are as perplexed by the growth despite the higher interest rate, and they are as perplexed by the higher inflation that is sticky there. What is our situation now? When you look at the domestic picture and when you look at the global picture, India is a developing economy. We are a low middle income economy. We import 88% of our fuel needs, energy needs. We are large exporters of merchandise and services. So we have to be export competitive and import conservative, which means we have to protect our currency at a particular level, which balances our need to pay for the imports and balances the need to export. You would have noticed in the recent past, crude oil rates have touched $90 per barrel. Now that's a challenge. So what does developing economy like India do? It keeps an interest rate differential, which is we maintain an interest rate in India that is higher than that in the developed economies. That is to facilitate inflows of investment either in bonds or in equity. And so to maintain that, we need to keep the differential. The moment that differential disappears, a large part of our foreign reserves may disappear.
Mr. Iyer, you spoke about inflation control and the CPI estimate for 2024-25. This financial year is 4.5%. The second quarter is expected to be 3.8% estimate. So do you think that because this is the first MPC meeting we had for this financial year. It will be 1 out of 6. Do you think we recalibrated? Do you see the repo rates coming down in the remaining 5 meetings for the financial year with inflation under control at 4.5%, which is the target?
So the Reserve Bank of India governor has used a very interesting analogy. He has been very picturesque in his language. He said the elephant has gone out for a walk and gone to the forest, and he expects the elephant to be in the forest. So basically he's saying that the big story for India's economy, the elephant in the room, has always been inflation, always been inflation management. For now, it seems like the elephant has gone to the forest, which means for now, it seems like the inflation is coming down. But the durability of this slide in inflation or the fall in inflation has to be sustained. You would remember that we still have very high food price inflation, which is a seasonal aspect over which the Reserve Bank of India's rates have little effect. But in a political economy, you have to balance the political needs and the economic needs. So what the Reserve Bank of India is hoping is that inflation will come down. Mind you, not all forecasts come true. There are events that might overtake all forecasts. As I said, if the crude oil prices touch 94, 95, then our imbalance in the economy sort of goes for a six. Now, let me sort of give you an idea of how the crude oil, just the crude oil price, how it impacts our economy. A 10% increase in the crude oil prices results in a 15 basis point drop in GDP. Because costlier energy, lower output. It also increases inflation because energy is the required input in all economic activity. It also affects our current account deficit. So for India, the important thing is not just that the inflation has to come down, but it has to be durably down. So the Reserve Bank of India is hoping, and while it is hoping, it is holding on to its horses, or rather it's waiting to see how the data pans out. You asked me whether in the next 5 meetings they will cut rates. I suspect that the first rate cut would probably be in somewhere around October, before the busy, what the Reserve Bank of India calls the busy credit season, which is before the festivals and the end of monsoon, after the procurements are through. I don't expect the Reserve Bank of India to cut rates before that. I also do not expect the US Federal Reserve to bring down its rates any time before August. So if you think of the global picture and if you think of the domestic picture, we've got it all balanced right now. I think that with a growth rate of 7%+, the argument for an interest rate cut is rather weak.
Mr. Iyer, you spoke about the elephant not remaining in the room anymore, but going out into the jungle. What did the RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das mean by stance of the withdrawal of accommodation?
So withdrawal of accommodation is a phrase that they use that when the economy is sort of suffering, then they increase the accommodation, they make more liquidity available. That is a de facto way of making the interest rates more enabler. The interest rate becomes an enabler, it comes down, there is more money available, that much. Here, when he says that, you know, he continues with the withdrawal of accommodation, what he means is that he is concerned that excess liquidity in the system may lead to a resurgence in inflation. Excess liquidity could be used in places, for instance, in speculative activities in other areas, and to avoid that, he is withdrawing the accommodation which was introduced, I think, following the pandemic.
But there is also the interest rate futures contracts which the RBI allows for small finance banks to enter into. How do you see that from the point of view of hedging or speculation?
Basically, what these futures allow smaller banks is when you're smaller, your access to capital is more constrained and your pricing is higher. So when your economic model is a higher cost model, then you require instruments to balance that cost. The RBI is enabling these small institutions, this is also prevalent in the foreign exchange market. I'll come to that in a minute. But what happens is the smaller banks can hedge their futures, which means that they can balance, get a sense of predictability. They can also cut costs. They might have to borrow for the short term. That cost of the short term borrowing can be sort of compensated or mitigated by using instruments like a futures in the interest. It also is making the system more, let's say, open access for a diverse set of players in the economy. I mean, it is not just the HDFC Bank or the State Bank of India which should have all the enablers. Even the smaller players need the enablers, and this is a good idea. I think this was already there in the foreign exchange market. If you know, exporters are allowed to hedge their exposure, importers are allowed to hedge their exposure to payments, exporters are allowed to keep their money abroad for some time, and all of these are instruments to enable the enterprise, whether it's a bank or a company or a trader, to manage their finances better.
Now, Mr. Iyer, you spoke about the RBI strategy of growth and inflation control, real GDP growth at 7% and inflation control at 4.5% for the 2024-25 financial year. What is the impact of this MPC committee's decision on leaving repo rate unchanged at 6.5% likely to impact the debt and the equity markets?
I think it was pretty much priced in. As they say, the market didn't expect anything different. The market was aware of what is happening in the global era. Globally, if you notice, that the theme song in the advanced economies is that interest rates are going to be higher for longer. So there is higher for longer is propelled by the fact that the inflation is much more sticky than expected. It is also a fact that growth has sustained despite the high interest cost. So when growth is sustained and you try to bring down the cost of money, you might actually fuel inflation. So that is the balance, the trade-off that is working here. The markets, I think, should be perfectly satisfied with the outcome of today's MPC meeting. It gives them predictability. It is consistent. There is no new surprise for the market. The market has to work with the higher rate of interest. There might be individual companies which might look for lower interest rate. For sure, the lower income consumption products companies have suffered because of various reasons, one of them being cost of money. I think the real estate sector was hoping for drop in interest rates, but that has to be balanced with what the overall economy requires. I think that the Reserve Bank of India has kept a very predictable and consistent approach, and I really congratulate them. I think they deserve kudos for the credibility that they bring to the table.
Mr. Iyer, apart from the repo rate remaining unchanged, your marginal standing facility, MSF, and bank rate also remained at 6.75%. Could you give us your comments regarding that?
So that is part of the story about withdrawal of accommodation and management of liquidity in the economy. So the Reserve Bank of India sets its rates to either deter people from playing in the overnight money market or enable companies and banks to borrow in the overnight market. So if you notice, this has been the same for the last, I think, 5 meetings. There has been absolutely no change. So there is an element of balance. If your repo rate is 6.5, the other rate should be at 6.75 because that's how the balance is maintained. I don't think there is anything worrisome about it. The marginal standing facility and the bank rate are instruments for the Reserve Bank of India to manage the liquidity, to manage what their objective of withdrawal of accommodation is. I think this keeps the balance intact.
Well, Mr. Shankar Iyer, thank you so much for being with us on this program and giving us extensive opinion about the RBI's bi-monthly monetary policy review, where the repo rate has remained unchanged at 6.5%. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on RBI's bi-monthly monetary policy review. The participants were Shankar Iyer, economic analyst, and Arjun Chaudhary, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani.